About a week ago, I was privileged to be at a dinner. I was sitting next to the priest who was going to give the after-dinner talk. What made this dinner unique was that the priest that I was sitting next to was an exorcist. Now, an exorcist is a priest who was appointed by his bishop to investigate cases of diabolical possession and rid the possessed person of the devil. If a person should be found to be possessed by the devil, the priest exorcist is the only one in the archdiocese who has permission to perform an exorcism. No one else. And he is chosen for that job for his goodness, his strength, his intelligence, because his battles with Satan in these exorcisms will be terrible. Now, during the dinner, I turned to this priest and I asked him, "Have you ever actually performed an exorcism on someone who is diabolically possessed?" Now, believe me, I believe in the existence of the devil. I believe in the existence of Satan, Lucifer, whatever his name is. But sometimes my practicality gets the better of me. And I forget about the terrible and huge presence of Satan in this world. I forget that it was Satan who tempted Adam and Eve and brought into the world all of the sin and the suffering that we people have endured since the beginning. It was Satan who brought us cancer and accidents and pneumonia and old age and shaken baby syndrome and abortion and drug use, abuse, spousal abuse, child abuse, murder, war, starvation, disease, and of course, death. It was Satan and no one else who caused all this suffering when he persuaded Adam and Eve to sin. It was Satan who caused death, and because Satan threatened to hurt God's precious children, us, God sent his Son to save us from death, save us from Satan, save us from hell. But I sometimes forget about Satan and his role in our often sad lives. And often enough, I attribute all the ills of the world and in our lives to everyone and everything except Satan. And that's why I asked that good priest that question. Because I thought to myself, he's a wonderful guy, a good pastor, young, bright, but he's probably never actually been involved in a real exorcism. Well, he looked at me directly, perhaps sensing my doubt, and in answer to my question, "Have you ever performed a real exorcism?" he said as matter-of-factly as possible, "Oh, yes. No more than that. Oh, yes." And I could see in his eyes that he had done battle with the Ancient One and that he had indeed performed exorcisms. In his talk after dinner, Father explained somewhat chillingly that you can sense the presence of Satan when you are near him. He noted that Satan's presence is cold and it's dark. And he told us you cannot imagine how empty and desolate and abandoned you feel when you are in the presence of Satan. You actually feel his hatred and loathing for God and for humanity in him. Now, Father warned us that the devil is something we should have nothing to do with. We must not play around with Ouija boards and psychics and fortune tellers and horoscopes or anything like that. To involve ourselves in the smallest way with those kinds of activities is dangerous because it provides what Father called an entry point for the devil to come into our lives. And we do not want to provide that to the devil. Now, as Father was speaking, the words to the Our Father kept coming into my mind. Perhaps because the prayer ends with a plea to God, "Deliver us from evil." Could Christ, when he gave us that prayer, have meant anything less than that we should pray to be delivered from Satan, the source of evil in the universe, the origin of death, the cause of darkness? And that is why in the very heart of this Mass tonight, at the very moment of baptism, We are personally reminded of the evil one from whom our Lord has saved us on this Easter night, and we are asked to renounce Satan, to renounce all his works, renounce all his pomps and all his seductions. In the very middle of this Mass, we are called to exorcise the devil from our lives. We expunge him from our souls and our hearts, and we embrace Jesus and claim for ourselves the definitive victory of God. His resurrection is the conclusive victory of life over death, good over evil, God over Satan. And that is why he is renounced at this Mass by our baptismal people and by all of us in all the Masses on Easter Sunday. This is why we celebrate. Yes, the war has been won. We have exorcised the devil, and we cling to Jesus. But there are still as many battles in that war as there are people in the world, as there are days in our lives. Countless battles, endless battles. And you can be sure that Satan has vowed that even if he has lost the war, he will, in each of these personal battles, take as many with him as possible. If he has to, he will take us down one by one. If it's going to take one by one. And you and I know every day when we get up that the battle starts all over again. And each battle is tailor-made to our weaknesses. He knows where our cracks are. He knows how to get into us. Perhaps we are weak where food or alcohol is concerned. Maybe our problem is drugs or sexual pleasure, pornography or dirty movies. And we fight those battles every day and sometimes all day. Maybe our battle is with our tempers and our attitudes. We struggle to be nice, but we end up being sarcastic and sharp. Oh God, please make us patient. Please make us kind. Maybe our personal battle is with laziness. We don't pray, we don't work, we don't help out, we don't clean, we don't cooperate. Or maybe Satan gets the better of us when we worry too much about what others think of us. We know we shouldn't care, but we always do. Why can't we be confident in ourselves as God has made us? Yes, Easter is about Jesus rising from the dead. Easter is about all of us rising from the dead at the end of the world. But the hidden player on the edge of this stage is Satan. He lurks in our lives and in our world, and he is the reason for the drama of salvation that we have celebrated for the last 40 days. But we rejoice today because we know that Easter means that Christ has crushed the head of the ancient serpent. If the devil has brought death into the world, God has brought us life. And in Christ, we have the ultimate exorcism. And that is why we cannot stop singing, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.